One of the most influential voices of the Reagan administration has died. Hers was a sharp and sometimes biting voice. Jean Kirkpatrick was President Reagan's ambassador to the United Nations. She was the first woman appointed to that position, and she died at the age of 80.
Bill Kristol is editor of the Weekly Standard, and he joins me on the line from his office here in Washington. I wonder if you can tell me how Jean Kirkpatrick shaped the thinking of the Reagan administration, and how did the Reagan administration shape her?
Jean Kirkpatrick was a Hubert Humphrey Scoop Jackson Democrat when I met her, a political science professor, who wrote articles in the late 1970s lamenting the McGovernizing of the Democratic Party, the weakness of the Carter administration. One of those articles in Commentary magazine came to Ronald Reagan's attention. He, I gather, called her up and got to know her. She became an advisor to Ronald Reagan in 1980, helped develop and articulate his doctrine of military buildup and a confrontation with the Soviet Union, including a sort of moral confrontation with the evil empire. Reagan selected her, obviously, as U.N. ambassador in 1981, and there she was an eloquent spokesman. She epitomizes the creation, the discovery of the Reagan Democrats, the neoconservatives who moved over from the Humphrey Jackson wing of the Democratic Party to become Reagan Republicans.
She was famous for a particular distinction, and that was between authoritarianism and totalitarian states. What was her argument?
Well, the argument, and that's what the argument she made in the article and commentary in the late 1970s, was that totalitarian states are obviously worse than authoritarian states in the sense that they try to exercise more total control over their citizens, also much more dangerous insofar as they were allied with the Soviet Union, our great enemy during the Cold War, and that we could make alliances with authoritarian states and work with them in the anti-communist cause. She also held out hope, and I think this hope was vindicated in the 1980s, that in alliance with the United States, authoritarian states could move towards liberal democracy. And, of course, that happened with nations like South Korea and Taiwan and the Philippines in Reagan's presidency. So in the Carter administration, there had been such a blanket view, she thought, of human rights that the distinction between authoritarian violators of human rights, which were still violators, and totalitarian enemies of human rights was being lost, and she tried to restore that distinction to American foreign policy.
Mr. Kristol, how did she influence your own thinking?
I got to know Jean Kirkpatrick when I was a graduate student and then an assistant professor of political science. I was very close to her. I had worked for Pat Moynihan, very close to where she was politically. I, too, was a sort of Cold War anti-communist Democrat, finding that the Democratic Party wasn't really reflecting my views anymore. I think the fact that she, who was so much more senior, more prominent than a kid like me, was willing to publicly support Ronald Reagan in 1980, to go to work for him, to find a place in the Republican Party, helped embolden a lot of younger people. And I, in fact, came to Washington in 1985, one of many much more junior foot soldiers who sort of followed Jean Kirkpatrick into the Reagan administration, who had once been Democrats.
And how will she be remembered?
She will be remembered as a strong spokesman for American interests and American principles, I believe, in foreign policy, and a key participant in the Reagan years, in those years where I think, under Reagan's leadership, the U.S. won the Cold War without firing a shot and helped liberate hundreds of millions of people in Russia and East Europe.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Bill Kristol, reflecting on the life of Jean Kirkpatrick. He's the editor of the Weekly Standard.